and Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so Lori has a big christening coming up, and she needs her lucky dress back from the dry cleaners. But her friend Eva wanted to mess with her for her birthday, so I called her as the dry cleaners to let her know there was a little problem with the dress.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Lori?
Yeah, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori. Bruce from dry cleaners here.
Okay. What's going on?
Just calling about, you have a dress here?
Yeah.
I'm sure this is the correct dress. A blue dress?
It should be ready. I was going to pick it up. Is it not ready?
Well, we might need a little bit more time. There was that small stain down at the bottom of the dress that,
Wait a minute. I need this for a christening. This is a big deal. I'm sorry.
That's
not going to work.
We've done the stain removal. We did, the regular dry solution on there, and it just didn't quite come out enough. So we had tried a little bit of a liquid, and it gave it a little bit of a discoloration there in the stain.
What?
It was a pretty good stain. I'm not sure what you'd get on that dress, but we got the stain.
You, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You put a stain on a stain? Is that what you're trying?
Well, it was a little discolored.
So you made the dress. Okay, so it's worse now, is what you're trying to say.
No. Once we couldn't quite get it out, what I did was we bleached it completely.
What?
So we could kind of get a fresh start.
Blue dress.
Yeah, so
you
then
bleached
we...
bleached a blue dress.
Right, so then we colored it blue again to try to get it all even.
So you bleached it and then you dyed it?
Kind of re-dyed it. That also did not work. Unfortunately.
What are you talking about?
Well, and then we tried to get the stain. It was a very stubborn stain, and we used a very powerful detergent, and it actually kind of ate a hole right there where the stain was.
You've got to be... This is ridiculous.
So here's what we did from there.
This is unacceptable. I don't know.
No, what we did then, we made some very delicate laser-cut patterns around the hole and made a whole pattern around the dress. It looks really nice.
What?
And the blue is very close to its original color now.
I can't even picture what you... Like, what are you even saying? How would this even fit my body at this point? Like, I don't even...
Oh, it's still the same size.
What?
Yeah, but it's a little bit different blue, and around the bottom of the dress now it has these little, kind of a pattern of laser cutouts.
They're
kind of like little bunnies. And it should be ready tomorrow.
No! First of all, I need it today. If it's not perfect, you're paying me. Because now I have to go out to a store. I don't even know if I'm going to have time and buy something else. So, you know what? I'm probably just going to have to take you to small claims at this point. This is completely unacceptable. I've never even heard of something like this.
Yeah. You know why?
Why? You tell me why.
Because this is a Brian Bell Buster, Lori.
Oh, my God.
Your friend Eva let us know that you had this dress out at the cleaners, and she kind of wanted to mess with you for your birthday.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill her. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I couldn't breathe. That was so... Oh, I cannot believe it.
Don't worry. I think your dress should be ready.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And you can get Eva back for her birthday, too, okay?
I don't need... Oh, yeah. Please. Obviously. Oh, my God. Thank you. Wow.
All right, well,
that was so...
go pick your dress up from the real dry cleaner, and thank you for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show on WROR.
Thank you. Thank you. I will.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.